Tyler is a dope rapper.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to hear his patterns. I'm trying to hear his style. I'm trying to hear what he's saying. And I couldn't. Yeah. I fucking couldn't. So even if it was a stylistic choice, I think it was a bad one. It sounded like he just got someone that didn't know how to mix the shit properly.
No.
I know he did.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying it sounded like that. I'm saying it sounded.
Sorry.
I know Tyler didn't do this on accident. I think he actually even said on Twitter that, yeah, like, there was, I forget what song it was, but he said there was one song that was supposed to just be a hook. And he's like, well, fuck that. I went back and recorded the verse, but I recorded him way too low. Ha ha ha, or some shit. And I'm like, okay, yeah, ha ha ha, but me as a consumer, if I want to hear what you're rapping about and I can't hear anything,
what's the purpose of me buying?
What's the purpose of you even rapping on it?
Yeah, I said he was being irritating. He was trolling. He was being irritating. He was doing the things that Tyler wanted to do.
Yeah.
I'm too, you know what? I'm too old. I'm too old to spend $9.99 on a troll. Alright? Now, if you don't want to rap on the shit, then just don't rap on the shit. Release it as a B tape. And that'll be straight. But if you're gonna rap on the shit, I need to hear you.
Dead in Hip Hop album review. Tyler the Creator, Cherry Bomb. But before we get into that, make sure you support your channel, man. This is y'all channel. It's not just our channel, it's y'all channel. Make sure we got fan funding. Go to youtube.com/deadinhiphop. We got fan funding on there. We also got it on the website, deadinhiphop.com. Also make sure if you guys love the album, you want to support the artist, go in the description below. We have a link for you to purchase the album every video. So just go down there, click on the link, purchase the album, support the artist you want. And we also got some announcements or some shout outs or something like that from the rest of the crew that they want to get into. So
last weekend, check out me and B and I, we were on this podcast, Runaway Jukebox. Shout out to them. They invited us on to talk about reviewing music, et cetera, et cetera. So B and
check
I were down there.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud. You can check it. It's on our Facebook. You can check the Twitter. We've retweeted it as well a couple of times. But it's at Runaway Jukebox. And it was pretty dope, man. They're local. They're here in Atlanta. So check them out, man.
I also did a podcast with a company called Fourth District. I was invited by my man, Adon Bean from The Remnant. And we'll make sure we put a link in the description section. And yeah, it was actually really dope. So make sure you go check that out too.
Back to Tyler the Creator, Cherry Bomb. When the hell did he release Wolf? Was that like 2 years ago?
2013.
So yeah, like 2 years ago. I didn't know what to expect going into that, and I really didn't know what the hell to expect coming into this. I can honestly say I was presently surprised. I think this is by far Tyler's most accessible album. I think the thing that surprised me on this album the most were the beats in his production, because he didn't necessarily stray too far. You know, these guys, you know, their group is named Obvious for a reason. A lot of their beats have those weird synths and shit like that. He didn't stray from that, but it was a lot more smooth than typical Tyler joints, like Two Seater. Who's that chick that he has seen?
Kayla.
Yeah, you know, like she really reminded me of Lauryn Hill. Not Lauryn Hill. What's the other one?
Whoa,
I'm drawing the blank.
The other one.
You know, the one that was with Andre 3000, that she was married to him for a little while.
Erica?
Yeah, Erica. She reminded me of her a little bit. No? Okay. Well, shit, that was me. That's how I felt.
She was nice, but I...
Yeah. I'm not saying that she is that person. I'm just saying it reminded me. I'm not saying she is or nothing like that. You see how these niggas be doing, man?
You said it.
I said she reminded me. That's all. It just put me in that mode. But overall, I thought it was real interesting how, you know, a lot of the beats were a little bit more so mellow, and then you get to the title track, Cherry Bomb, and it's just Tyler just being weird and crazy, the prototypical Tyler that we come to know and love. And then, you know, it goes before that track, Find Your Wings, and after that track, Blow My Load, it was soft again. And after Cherry Bomb, then he had Blow My Load, and the actual production went back to more smooth, a more smooth type of production. And I really want to talk about Smuckers with Kanye and Wayne. Now Kanye on this. This is the Kanye I want. I think he's very eclectic, just like Tyler. When he raps like this, this is the Kanye I love. This is the Kanye I fell in love with. And then also Lil Wayne. I think that Smokers was the best track on this, but also Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, look, we said it on Sorry for the Wait again?
Is that Sorry for the Wait.
Sorry for the Wait.
You know, I'm all today. Please keep them coming today.
Yeah, man, I do. I don't know.
But yeah, you know, we wasn't really feeling that, but I always try to defend Wayne because I know the Wayne that I love and the mixtape Wayne and all of that. He still has glimpses. This is the prime example. Like, this motherfucker went, he went hard on the track.
You know why though? Why that those they actually ended up rapping the way they did was because when Tyler reached out to Kanye and Lil Wayne, he told them that that's the Kanye he liked. Mm. That's Lil Wayne that he liked, and that's what he asked for, and that's what they delivered.
Well, shit. They came with their best verses in a little while. And then Keep the O's. I thought that was real hard too. I like how Tyler really took the production on this thing and just flipped it from anything that I've heard previously from him. So with that, I was pleasantly surprised. And he also, I overall liked them on this entire project. Again, I didn't really know what to expect, so I wasn't let down. I was not let down. A lot of this, I'm not gonna say a lot, about four or five tracks of this I'm bumping into with.
What are you leaving off? Well, never mind. What are you putting on?
What am I putting on?
Gonna do four.
I am putting on Smuckers, Keep the O's, fucking Young Perfect, Blow My Load, Find Your Wings. Oh, Two Shooters Hard too. So yeah, I got like five, six.
How many is on the album?
Shit, a whole bunch. 1, 2.
13 tracks.
So I like half. I bump half of the album.
So the other half.
Not quite half.
I didn't dislike. It's just, you know, that whole Odd Future. Like, there's certain artists that I like them, but I don't necessarily like all of their shit. I'm not gonna listen to all of their shit. Tyler's one of those guys. I like him, I think he's dope, but all of that shit he makes isn't necessarily for me. But half of this album is definitely what I fuck with.
I was initially a bit put off by this album when I first listened to it. Definitely started out with Def Camp and you know, some of the like louder songs. I don't know, aggressive, but you know, aggressive. I don't know if that was, put me a bit off because it wasn't what I expected at all, considering his last couple of produced albums. So the cacophony of sounds that were on those the instruments and stuff that he was using, kind of threw me off. And then, you know, of course, throughout this whole album, it's really that. But I think, you know, alluding to what, going back to what FIFO was saying, it kind of, as I listened to it more and more, it kind of started to evoke more of the jazz soul type feel that I got from it, in the midst of all of the different type of production that he had on here. So the more and more I listened to it, the more and more I started to definitely appreciate that sound from here. And I thought it was really interesting how he was able to kind of weave that in there a little bit in his own weird sort of way, because on some of the songs it didn't really sound like it would fit much. And then I started to kind of do some more research into the actual album, but it made a little bit more sense to me because I had no idea that Roy Ayers was on Find Your Wings.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the songs that I liked. I had no idea that Wanya Morris was singing the background vocals on FIFO's favorite song. Two-seater, I love Two-seater. I thought that was good. Of course, you know, we could see Charlie Wilson was on on fucking Young, and yeah, you know, he killed that shit. And this I didn't know, Leon Ware, the man behind Marvin Gaye's I Want You album was on how do you say that? Okaga, California. The last one. The last one.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know he was on that one. So, you know, when I started to kind of look into the album a little bit more, because they were often uncredited on here, I started to understand why those songs started to really appeal to me. On this album. And then, you know, I think when I listened to it and listened to Def Camp and finally being able to kind of tune into more of the lyrics, you know, he kind of you know, basically said it. He said, I don't like to play by the rules. And that's pretty much what you got with this album, because Tyler really came out and just did his own thing, as he often does. As I played this album more and more, I started to appreciate it a lot more than I initially did when I first put it on. And then, of course, the songs that kind of put me off initially didn't bother me as much as I can continue to listen to it. Actually, as a matter of fact, it seemed like the soulful, jazzy type parts of it kind of seemed to really give this odd balance.
Like it.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. When I first heard it, though.
Yeah. You would have thrown it apart.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I would have had one of my classic rants on this show. Boy. If you would have caught me then, it would have been ugly. But yeah, man, it definitely grew on me.
So start off with Def Camp. So I'm like, okay, it puts me in that Neptunes type of feel.
In Search of?
Yeah, it put me that
he's
first
a big
song.
Fan.
So, yeah, and it made sense. I'm like, okay, he's a big fan of Pharrell. Like he's always said this for years. So that you can tell that's the inspiration from that track. Then it got to actually, which is one of my favorite tracks on here, which is Buffalo. I like Buffalo. Buffalo is actually one of my favorite tracks on this album.
Huh.
And then Pilot, I didn't care for Pilot. Then like Run was cool. It was just too short. I think he's matured a lot more as a producer, because a lot of this production on here is a lot more lush and more, you know, layered. And I'm like, when I heard Fine Wayne, I'm like, man, that's dope. He got someone like Roy Ayers
right
on to do an album with him. Like that's crazy. I mean, I thought that was impressive. Then it got the Cherry Bomb, and then oh god. That was like so awful. And I hate the kind of like going to Mike Rock when we did Yeezus. Like people that like dog Def Grips, like that wasn't like agreement with me about Def Grips. Like, yeah, BZ Wright was the same one saying that Cherry Bomb was like so innovative and like so. And I'm like, really? Like this is a poor excuse of a badass Def Grips wannabe track. And the voices and the guitar sound is so distorted. It'd been cool if he had it for like a short part of the song, but like it was like that the whole way damn through. And I'm like, no. And then the vocals wasn't mixed right. Yeah, that's also one thing. The tracks that I really like, but the tracks that were awful, like Pilot was awful because of the I think the vocals and the distortion of the vocals was horrible. And I think he did that purposely. And with Cherry Bomb, that was awful. I hated that. Bro My Low was okay. That's the one with Damo Funk on there.
Yeah, Damo Funk.
Yeah, and then Two Seater. Sorry.
Damo Funk.
I forgot about him. Damo Funk. Yeah.
And then Two Seater. I like the first part of Two Seater. I thought that was really smooth and cool. I didn't really like the second half of Two Seater that much. One thing I can say about this album is Tyler is like really happy. Like he's really in the, which is nothing wrong with that. It's nothing. I mean, you know, if you're in a happy place, you know, more power to you, but he's really in a happy place, because yeah, when it got to the fucking Young and You're Perfect, like that could have really been a Charlie Wilson featuring Tyler the Creator.
Yeah, he pretty Stevie much Wonder vibes.
Yeah, he pretty much like stole the show for that whole track for me. Then when it got to Perfect, I'm like, okay, damn, like this is like he's really, really happy, man. Like,
and the thing about it is he arranged all of that stuff.
Yeah,
like he told them, you know.
From a production standpoint, Tyler the Creator, production wise, he really like musically, he was like, okay, you really matured on that level. But I think after Schmuckers, I like Lil Wayne and Kanye. What he say, staring at trampoline, make my eyes jump, some shit like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh shit, Lil Wayne.
Trampoline,
yeah, make my eyes jump. But Kanye, I thought Kanye was dope. I enjoyed Kanye's verse. That's like you said, that's the Kanye that you want, the braggish doses, but yet he's still throwing out some clever lines. But after Smuckers, it pretty much was like a wrap for me, because Keep the O's and that last track, I was like, I can't say this is probably like my least favorite Tyler album, I guess, out of all his albums so far. But,
you like Wolf better than this?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Wolf better than this. But yeah, that's about it. I mean, it was cool.
As a full project, I didn't care for this. I definitely think this is the worst Tyler album. I think mostly it's just sonically, this didn't interest me at all. The first track, Death Camp, I thought that track was super dope. And I'm surprised neither one of you mentioned this. I'm surprised B's the only one to mention this. The fucking mixing was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. And I'm sure he did it on purpose, but it was annoying.
Yep.
You could not hear Tyler rap on a good chunk of these songs.
And right. So when because when they were talking, I'm like, did we listen to the same album?
Me too. The second he started talking, yeah, I was like, I listened to the right album because this is definitely not his most accessible album.
No.
This? No way. Because this album was so incohesive. It's not even funny. And I don't even mean from track to track. Even within the same track, it didn't stay cohesive. Like, this sounded like Tyler was listening to a whole bunch of different music and just decided he was going to throw elements of every single one of them and did not give half a shit if the result suffered. And that is my biggest issue with this project. Is when I listen to a lot of his music, it's like I'm sitting here listening for the deeper meaning to it. And most of his albums, if I listen to it on the first shot, I'm not going to feel it. But when I listen to that second, that third, that fourth time, I'm like, man, this is actually just like dope. Just like just Wolf. Like Wolf. You first listen on Wolf, yeah, like, this is not good. Third, fourth listen, it's like, bam, there it is.
It clicks. Yep.
I gave this more listens than I could possibly name, and it never clicked. Death Camp was great. Buffalo, I thought was super dope. Mm-hmm. Pilot and Run and That's Find Your Wings,
bad
those just didn't interest me. And when it got to Cherry Bomb, I was just like, you gotta be shitting me right now. And that's when I started thinking I must have gotten a bad rip because vocals were not there. So I went and listened to it on Spotify and I was like, okay, no, it sounds like this everywhere. Blow My Load was definitely cool, but it's not a song that, it's not a song that really interested me. And Two Seater, to me, was the best song on this whole album. And like mainly, I like the entire thing. Because that's another song that I think was incohesive, but it sounded good. Like, it sounded like he took chunks from other shit and threw it together, but the gumbo was right. The rest of these songs, it was like the gumbo needed some extra seasoning salt. Like, he was using Big Lots instead of Lawry's or some shit. Brown Stains of whatever. I liked that song. I thought Schoolboy's verse, I thought he sounded pretty cool over that type of production. Fucking Young and Perfect. It was just, the content was just so lame to me. You know, and y'all talking about he's happy. No, B said that.
He
sounds happy. The song he's talking about getting with some girl that's young. I mean, it's just
6 years younger than
it's
you.
Just not interesting. I mean, that's just that. Fuck it, I'll say it. Maybe I'm just getting old, but this.
Nah, cause I felt the same way. I felt the same way. Like when they were speaking, I thought maybe I just was listening to the wrong shit or something.
It's not just me. This album was not interesting to me.
Look, and you know, I like Tyler.
I like Tyler, but it's just like all his other albums. It seems like there was a central purpose and focus. Right. This, it just seemed like. Right. I hate to be like this because I don't want to insult, but it really seemed like he just kind of threw an album together real quick because he wanted to put something out. This doesn't seem like there was a real solid focus and a solid purpose to it. And I'm sure I'm going to have a whole bunch of little 15-year-old kids mad, near and tilting. I don't fucking care. I'm sorry. Like, this shit, to me, is his worst album. I think everything else was worlds better than this.
If you watched, hopefully you liked the review. I don't know if you will. I ain't got shit to say, bro.
Do you? You know what I'm saying? And if you do you, I'm gonna do me, and I'm gonna like it.
I really don't have shit to say to Tyler, man, because he's not a guy that I'm like looking forward to. He's not somebody I'm you know, always trying to see what they're doing, man. Like, I had no expectations going into this. He didn't necessarily let me down. Not a guy that I listen to like that. But like I said, like half of the album I fuck with. That half of the album, I'll bump that shit in a whip, but it's not my thing, man. But you know, hopefully you like the review, homie.
I focus more specifically on the things that I liked, the more soulful jazzy type of songs that are present on this album, and that's kind of the things that I took away from it. And I honestly was impressed that you were able to go get a Roy Ayers to be on here, to get a Wanya Morris, you know, guys who probably haven't even heard of you, and probably even more impressed that they were even willing to jump on the track with you. But I found that for whatever reason, I found that interesting. But you know, I did like the fact that you did branch out and started to work with some of the OGs and. you know, in the game.
That was interesting because those are facts I didn't know. I had no clue. You know, I'm a Warriors fan. So
yeah, me too.
I was just like, damn, I didn't know that. Like, sucks that they weren't mixed right.
Yeah.
You got Roy Ayers. And he's not mixed
and with Charlie Wilson. Like,
and Wanye all the way real low so you can't hear. Because when I'm listening to him, I'm like, whoever singing this shit is singing his fucking ass off. And,
you can't even really hear him. I like Buffalo. That's like the style of Tyler Carrere that I personally prefer. You know, I do, like Ken said, I do appreciate you kind of stepping out and doing the flap your rings. Oh my God. Find your wings.
714.
Huh? I did for the shit. Say something.
I didn't want to interrupt. I always interrupt.
Damn it. But, yeah, like songs like those, what's that? Fucking Perfect and stuff like that. Appreciate you taking the risk production wise and showing your maturity production wise. But yeah, I wish it was a little mixed better because the songs that were really bad and I really hated them. Really, really hate him because it was just badly mixed. But
tell
other
how
than
you
that,
feel, B. Tell him how you feel.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But other than that, like I said, like the Buffalo, when I heard Buffalo, I was just like, oh, man, this is like, that's the title that I love. Not saying you should make a full album with just like songs like Buffalo, but like that's just my personal preference of what I like from you. And even though, you know, you didn't do that all on Wolf in your previous albums, I still like those previous albums a lot more than this one. So, you know, wish you come back to that, Tyler. But other than that, I didn't really, it was okay.
It doesn't really, I think at this point in the game, it really does not matter what you put out. You can make 12 songs of beats with nothing but you and Left Brain them farting. And your fucking core fans will eat it up. For me, I definitely appreciate Tyler taking a step and taking a risk. And I appreciate him pulling together various sounds on this album. It's just, personally for me, I don't think it connected. I think the mixing, even though I'm sure it was done intentional, I think the mixing was a real detraction from the quality of this album. It's cool, I guess. It's just not cool for me. I need, if you're gonna be edgy, I need it to be edgy with a purpose, and it didn't really come off that way. It just came off like it was edgy, like your little brother's just picking at you and trying to annoy you. And I'm just too old, man. I got a cardigan on, you know what I'm saying? I got a 9-to-5. I'm not about that life. I'm sorry.
Respect.
You know what I'm saying? Respect. Appreciate it, bro.